Mixed Signal Wednesday continues on the Rokan Show. Dr. Kevin Most is joining us right now. He is he's one of our medical experts that those of us here at WGN call on quite a bit from Northwestern Medicine. He's out in the western suburbs. All right, Kevin, today the CDC changed its opinion about how coronavirus is actually transmitted. They're saying that it is not as easily caught off of a surface as they once thought. What is that all about?
Yeah, Ro, you know, it's almost good timing, in my opinion. So what they're saying is they just have to, people have to focus that the chance of infection is way higher person to person than it is by you touching any surface. And theoretically, it makes a lot of common sense if you just think about it. I'm sitting in my kitchen right now. I'm looking at a lot of area here. The chance of me coughing on something, someone else touching it, putting it into their mouth, is much smaller than if I were to cough right in their face. So it's very good, and it's very good timing, especially since we're going to start to see this economy opening up and there's going to be more people out and around.
So are we to believe it?
Yes, we are to believe it. So, and if you really think about it, it makes sense. It is as much physics as it is science. So think about someone that is within a couple feet of you and sneezes and coughs right in your face. The chance of you getting it is fairly high. If that same person coughs, now that is dispersed in a much greater area, drops to a surface, has to live on that surface until someone touches it, and then that same individual has to touch it, and shortly thereafter, touch their face, touch their mouth, touch their eye.
Right.
So common sense as well as physics really make this very logical and not surprising.
And one of the things that we also knew about this, this particular virus, is that it doesn't have, it deteriorates over time. It deteriorates, and you know the difference between the virus's capabilities when it hits the surface versus 30 minutes later versus 3 hours later versus 12 hours later, they're saying that, you know, those who are looking at that science say that it's diminishing. So if you pick up, if you were to do that almost in an immediate way after it hits the surface, there would probably be a greater likelihood that you'd get infected. All right. Now, the other question I have about this is when one catches this person to person, are they getting a higher viral load than if somebody were to pick it up, you know, sort of a degraded virus off of a surface? Would they be less likely to get the severe version of this, the less virus that they actually encounter? That's one of those questions I think science is searching for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to really go down, get back to the person's immune system. Once the virus gets in your system and gets into a cell and takes over that cell, it starts making millions of copies. Now, if you can slow that down because you have a good immune system like many young, healthy people do, it's contained fairly quickly and you do quite well. Same concept. If you cough right in my face and you deliver a lot of virus to the back of my throat in a short period of time, the chance of that multiplying is going to be much higher than if I touch a small area where you had coughed 5 minutes ago and then touch my face. So a lot of it is volume based. And like you said, the virus starts to degrade. So as it starts to die, even if I touch an area where, let's say, just 100 virus were, by the time I touch it, only 30 of them might be alive. So really, the viral load is much lower coming from a surface, especially after a certain period of time.
Okay. All right. So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to come back. Yep. We'll take some phone calls at 312-981-7200. If you've got questions for Dr. Most, Dr. Most is in. He's hanging a shingle right here. And different stories today. That's one of them, that the CDC has announced that they now think that this the coronavirus is less transmittable off of a hard surface than they originally thought. I also have a medical mystery on my hands about the announcement today by the CDC that they say that it is far less likely that you're going to get COVID-19 from the coronavirus being on a surface and then touching your face and all that, which we've been warned about. You can still get it that way, but they're saying it's less likely. It's much more of a human-to-human transmission by being in the space with somebody else and, you know, being coughed on or sneezed on, or, you know, maybe somebody's got a heavy viral load in their upper respiratory tract, and as they're breathing, you might be taking that in as well. That's still kind of scary, but it is what it is. Okay, so. That's the first mystery that may have been solved here. Second mystery I have today, I know this couple. And they live together, married. They live together. They're a younger couple. They're in their early 30s. And they went to go get tested for the antibodies. Mm-hmm. And they took the Abbott test and the whole thing, the immuno, the IgG test is what it's called. And he tested positive for the antibodies. She tested negative for the antibodies. They live in the same house. They spend almost all of their time together. They both were sick. As a matter of fact, she thought she got him sick. What could that be about?
Could be two things. One, it could be just the timing. And two, it could be the actual immune response. So she may not have really made a huge immune response that where she had IgG antibody as we go away. There's two types of antibodies, IgM and IgG. IgM we get right away, starts to show that we're fighting an infection, usually within 2 to 5 days. IgG we see later. We see that after you've already cleared the infection. So the one thing about the story might be a little disturbing is that you would hope that if they both tested positive for COVID, they both had COVID, why does she not have antibodies now? That's what we want to see in people. So him having it shows, one, he had the infection, and two, he continues to have antibodies. She may be too early to test for IgG, and it may be that she'll test positive in 2 weeks from now. It's usually, though, after about 20 days, about 95% of people are going to test positive for the IgG antibody.
Yeah. They both had this over a month ago, or they had symptoms. So let's put it that way.
Yeah, so that's a little concern. Oh, they both had, were they tested?
No, they were not tested at the time.
Okay.
So they weren't positive at the time.
So the situation could be that she never had it, he did. But living close together in close quarters like that, you would think that they would have shared it. If they were both sick at the same time, you'd think that they would have had the same infection. Unless he had another infection earlier, and that was a totally different one. But you would hope that she would have a response. So I would say have her retested would not be a bad idea.
All right. And but are there false negatives or false positives with this test, the IgG test?
You know, the antibody test, and it depends on when they did it. There was a large number of antibody tests that came over from China that were really not a very good test with a lot of false negatives. Mm-hmm. The FDA stepped in and said, hey, you know what? We really want you guys to use ones that are FDA approved. That's why Northwestern actually is going to start testing antibody testing. We essentially started this week. But we waited until we knew we had an FDA-approved test and didn't go with one of the foreign-based tests. So that, if his timing was early, I would say to definitely have her tested again.
All right. Okay. Thank you, doctor. I don't get to tell them what to do, but I will. It's very good advice. All right. To the phones we go, 312-981-7200. The doctor is in. Mike, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, doctor. I know might not be able to answer the question without a study or so, but there's the N95 mask, but then there's also a P95 mask. And the P95 is supposed to be for use in atmospheres where there might be more oily particles floating in the air. And so I've heard that that virus has got like some kind of a lipid coat or something like that. So I'm wondering, would the P95 mask be more effective than the N95?
You know, I guess there's a little potential for that. Both of them are going to knock out 95% of particulates. That's why we call them 95s. They protect 95%. The one you're talking about are ones that people often use when they're painting, when they're in an auto industry, and they need to be protected from, like you said, an oil-based aerosolized. The lipid portion of all viruses, it might capture a little bit more, but again, they're really based on that 95%. So if it were to get any more, you're talking a percentage or two, and that's almost like going to Vegas, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have one other question, follow-up question, too, and I'll I have an N95 mask that I've had from last fall when I would do the leaves and everything like that. So I've been using that when I go out, and when I come when I get back to the house, I have a spray bottle of 91% alcohol, and I just do a light spray on the outer surface of the mask. Is that a good idea or not?
Well, it might degrade the mask a little bit, but probably not too much. And again, you're wondering, is there any virus on the outside of the mask? Most of the masks we're wearing are to protect others from us. The N95s, obviously, are what we as healthcare providers wear when we're in close proximity to people because we want to protect ourselves. Spraying it with alcohol, unless your neighbor came over and coughed right on it, it's probably a waste of good alcohol, but... Either way,
Oh, you know how I feel about that. It should never be a waste of good alcohol. Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Rope.
Patrick, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, so that debunks the whole presidential thing about disinfecting all those hardworking front bureaus, masks, right? I mean, by trying to disinfect.
I missed part of the question. You were kind of breaking up. Is it working, cleaning up workplaces and making sure we have a clean work environment?
No, I was talking about what the president was talking about, these companies that were going to disinfect the masks so they could use them over and over again.
No,
absolutely. So when we look at N95 masks, if there's going to be a shortage of those in the healthcare field, we certainly want to be able to reuse those. So we definitely have worked, every hospital has worked on how they're going to be able to re-sterilize those masks to reuse them. 100%, because you got to remember, the ones that we're re-sterilizing are ones that healthcare workers are using and have been around patients with COVID. So we definitely want to sterilize them to make sure that when we give that mask back to them, we can tell them it's sterile. So we've proven that we can keep the integrity of the mask, and we've proven how we can do it. So if we get to a shortage of N95s, which we may, we already know what we're going to do so that we don't run out.
Okay, what is the difference between the N95 and the KN95?
You know, not too much. You know, when you look at any of these masks that get to that 95, a lot of them are construction work masks, you know. So really, if you get to a medical grade N95, we're looking at the size of particles that can get through that mask. Most of them have multiple layers. So although they say 95, they're probably closer to 98. So it's really, you look at the masks and you're looking at what kind of protection are you going to get, whether it's an N, a P, a K, a KN. A lot of them is based on the industrial side of it versus the medical side of it.
Okay. All right. So before I let you go, we're heading now toward a reopening. You saw today that the governor is now going to allow people to go to restaurants starting on the 29th, a week from Saturday. And go not inside restaurants in the state of Illinois, but outside restaurants. It seems like we're heading, you know, more toward this. Weather is getting warmer. What is your sense of where we are and where we're going?
You know, I guess I'm. I wish I could say I was really confident that we're heading in the right direction. We look at numbers and people say, "Oh, great, the number of positives is dropping down dramatically. We were over 20%, now we're closer to 16%. People have to realize that the reason the numbers are dropping is we're starting to do more healthy people. As we're doing elective surgeries, we're testing them, they still fall in that number. So is the disease still out there? Yes. Are there still hot pockets of it? Yes. And we have to be really careful as we go into restaurants and be very aware of what CDC told us today. Wear a mask. We know that that's how it's transmitted much more easily than I'm going to have it on my fork at a restaurant. But we really need to be careful still, because we don't want that second wave, because it would be devastating to us right now.
Right. Oh, especially to the economy. But I think, as we've been talking about all day, the roulette wheel is already spinning and no bets are being taken anymore. It's that people have laid the bet one way or the other. All right,
well,
Dr.
You know,
Kevin.
And Ro, this is a marathon, and I wish I knew we're at mile marker 6 or mile marker 18. The unfortunate thing is we really don't know where we stand with this illness, so we still have to be somewhat careful. And, you know, let's not get complacent with masks. Let's kind of still do all the things. We should be reassured that we can't get it as easily from surfaces. But let's be careful.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.